Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We first met Lou Barletta as the mayor of Hazleton in northeastern Pennsylvania, having immigration issues, illegal immigration issues. And then he went on to the United States Congress. Now he wants to be your governor, one of the GOP candidates, and he's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, headed to Bridgeville this evening. Lou, good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you again.
Yeah, we talked, I don't know how many years, when you were the mayor, some illegal immigration issues causing you major problems as a mayor. And then based on that, you climbed to Congress, and now you want to be the governor. You know it's a crowded field, Lou.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, I thought long and hard about this, and I have 10 grandkids, 4 daughters, and that's 14 good reasons to run for governor. You know, I don't like the way, the direction that we're going here in Pennsylvania. I'm very concerned about the future. We're killing good jobs, and you know, when businesses leave Pennsylvania, what leaves with those businesses are our children and our grandchildren, and we could change that.
And we know you're blessed with a large family, but you have a large field to fight through. Are you going to be able to get through 9 or 10 candidates before the main event?
Well, I feel really good about it. I have statewide name ID from running for the Senate in 2018, and Pennsylvania's a big state. You know, running statewide sounds good until you get in your car and you realize how big it is. I've already done that, so I have that statewide name ID, and I have the experience, and that's what really matters, you know, the resume of, you know, who could actually govern, being the mayor for 10 years, dealing with a national issue and standing up for the people that I represented there. I never backed down and actually was ahead of the curve when it came to the problem of illegal immigration. You know, nobody else was even talking about it 8 years in Congress. And prior to that, you know, my wife and I started a business from nothing and grew it into a large company. So I think the resume and the experience is what we need right now, and somebody who's going to stand up and actually fight for the jobs here in Pennsylvania.
So if you battle through all, how many, Kevin?
I think there's 9. Well, 8 others. He's 9 declared candidates right now.
And 5 saying they're expressing interest on the Republican side. And odds are it's going to be Attorney General Josh Shapiro on the Democratic side. So if you get through all of the other contestants, you're going to have to face Josh Shapiro. What do you not like about what he's done?
Well, You know, Governor, let's go back, start with Governor Wolf and what he did during the pandemic, you know, shutting down businesses, picking and choosing who could stay open, who had to close. You know, you could go to Walmart and buy a bicycle, but you couldn't go to your local bike shop to buy a bike. And then that crushed businesses, it crushed families and employees. And then he stole a year of education from our children and keeping kids out of school. And we don't know the long-term effects of that. And then the nursing homes scandal where, you know, they put COVID positive seniors in a nursing home where 50% of our deaths here in Pennsylvania were. During this whole time, you know, where was Josh Shapiro? He sat quietly, never questioning, you know, Wolf's authority in hurting people, businesses and children and destroying families. He sat quietly. I look at Philadelphia, at the crime that's going on in Philadelphia. I was down in Kensington where it literally drug deals right in the open right in front of the police because the police aren't allowed to do anything. You know, look at the riots that we saw where you know, they went through these towns and destroyed businesses, set them on fire, turned cars over. Where was Josh Shapiro during all of this in standing up and protecting the people? You know, as we're watching our economy, you know, we lost a congressional seat because we're losing people. People are leaving Pennsylvania, one of the highest tax states in the country. We got to bring common sense back to the Commonwealth, and I'm happy to challenge him on my record and his record.
Well, you're going to be in Bridgeville tonight, and there was some blowback recently about a PennDOT proposal to toll a bridge in Bridgeville. You signed a pledge recently. Can you tell us about your anti-tax pledge?
Sure. So it's a pledge not to raise taxes on the people here in Pennsylvania. Listen, inflation is going to hit people very hard here. And the last thing they need to do is worry about is government going to raise their taxes. I think it's about time the government starts living and dealing the same way people have to do and making choices. You know, the people at home, they don't have the ability to just, you know, grab money from somewhere else to pay their bills. And I think they need to know that when Lou Barletta is governor, you know, we're going to lower tax. We have some of the highest taxes in the country. It's very expensive to live here, and they need to know that they're going to have somebody on their side who's going to go in there, run government like a business. Let's cut out the waste. There's plenty of waste, and it's about time government starts doing the same things that the average families here in Pennsylvania have to do. So, you know, and the same thing with the tolling of the bridges. You know, people use our interstates sometimes just to commute back and forth to work. So we have to find better ways to do things, and you know, we're going to try to lower taxes. Look at some of the states that have lower taxes. Look at Florida and other states. Their economies are booming. And when you lower taxes, more businesses will come here, and eventually government gets more revenue because you're creating more taxpayers because businesses want to come here. I don't believe taking more money from people, especially now when you have senior citizens on fixed income. Where are they going to get the money? So they need to know where I'm coming from before I get there.
Well, safe travels here to Western Pennsylvania and, again, Bridgeville tonight. And looks like you're making several stops on your way to the Berg.
I am. Tonight I'll be at the Elite Firearms in Bridgeville. And people can follow me on loubarletta.com. And it's great to be out in Western Pennsylvania. It's good people, salt of the earth. It reminds me a lot of the coal country where I come from.
Well, we appreciate your time and all the best, Lou. We'll talk again, I'm sure, down the road.
Okay, thanks, gentlemen.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.